Fernando, thanks to be here with us. You have done a tremendous amount of work on what you call the informal sector. You don't talk about poor people. You say actually what they do is they do entrepreneurship, and what they are lacking is not capital or talent, but what they are lacking is legal representations of their assets. And if we could do that, then they would be successful.
That's pretty much it. And it's not the result of so much thinking about it, but of observing people. Most people in developing countries organize their assets together and therefore are entrepreneurs. It's rare to see something done by one person. Everything is done by multiple persons. The advantage of the law is that it allows you to form a company to bring yourself together. It's not like having a family together. It's like a production unit. And property allows you to represent your goods in a manner that can be read and reflected.
So it's a lack of representation of their assets. Why is that so important? We would think of whether they are legally represented or not. It doesn't matter. It's about the ideas and the produce that they offer. You say no. Better you express it.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, if I go to my hotel and I'm asked to identify myself, it's not enough that I say I am me. I will have to come out with some identity piece. If I say I can pay the hotel, I will have to come with a credit card, which is verified, that can be tested for truth. I mean, even if you look at this glass of water that you have kindly offered me, there's nothing on the glass of water that says who it belongs to. It is always a document that tells you what the glass is about. We live in two levels of reality, the physical thing and the things we use to explain physical things.
So without this representation, there is no credit, there is no credibility. That's what I learned from you, and that's important in business.
And there is no capital, and there is no identity. You are basically represented by everything. Then if you are selling tea, and it's 100 grams, and it doesn't say 100 grams, it's not 100 grams. Everything is basically semiotical. Everything we human beings do between each other has a level of representation, a level of explanation, and there's no possibility of having a large market without standards, and that necessarily means representation.
For Westerners like us, it's quite self-evident that every business has a legal base. But in developing countries, it's not the normal way.
It is not, but it was also not the normal way for you Europeans. Into the 19th century, if you wanted to have a company or a corporation, you needed an authorization from the king. It was called the Charter of the King. In the United States, you needed an act of Congress to be a company. It's only since about 150 years to 120 years that every time you want to form a company, you just simply register it. It's a very recent invention and universally available, but we've already gotten used to it, and we forget that maybe 5 to 4 billion people in the world don't have it. And that's why we don't realize that they have enterprise, and that the reason they're poor is because they can't be recognized.
There's something going on, quite exciting now in the Arab world, what is called Arab Spring. You connect it to this idea of legal representation of business. How do you connect that?
Well, the first thing was actually relatively easy, though we've actually done a lot of research on it and visited most of the Middle Eastern and North African countries. You will remember that the Arab Spring starts in all of these countries that are very culturally different. But it begins with a street vendor called Tariq Mohamed Bouazizi in the city of Sidi Bouzid in Tunisia, who self-immolates himself. He lights up in protest. Now, they do this a lot of times, but this time, millions of people walk into the street. And before 50 days are over, four heads of state are coming down, and millions of people go into the streets, and that's because 37 entrepreneurs,